It's Sunday, February 26, 2023, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're taking a look at the case for collectible money. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece from CoinDesk's Michael J. Casey. Our piece today is entitled, Bitcoin Ordinals Can Lift the Entire Crypto Ecosystem. Let me posit two reasons why, over the past month, Bitcoin has surged to its highest level since mid-August and outperformed every other major asset in both crypto and traditional markets. Together, they highlight the unique advantage that Bitcoin draws from its status as the oldest, most established, and most decentralized protocol, and from a surprising new opportunity to harness that. The first is the arrival of the Ordinals protocol, which enables users to inscribe references to digital art and anything else into small transactions on the Bitcoin blockchain, essentially creating Bitcoin-based non-fungible tokens in a way that previously hadn't existed. This has demonstrated a new, high-value use case for the longest-running cryptocurrency chain. Already, one report from research firm FS Insight argues that an ordinals-driven resurgence in development and the expansion of the total value transacted and secured over the Bitcoin blockchain should drive up its price. The second development is a string of U.S. regulatory actions, which has highlighted the risks that many, if not all, major non-Bitcoin blockchains will fall afoul of the Security and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler's hardline position that most tokens are in fact securities. It appears Bitcoin is the one reliable exception to that. And that makes it attractive in relative terms to Ethereum's Ether, Solana, Sol, and all others. Many so-called maxis or Bitcoin maximalists might celebrate this moment as proof that their beloved Bitcoin is proving itself as the one and only. Except perhaps those who see the addition of JPEGs to its blockchain as an abuse of Satoshi's original intent to form a new system of money. But I've never thought it constructive to view the crypto landscape through the maxis zero-sum game lens. And right now, while it might seem as if they're running a victory lap, it's possible to look at that same landscape and see a much more integrated, constructive future for all crypto protocols emerging out of this moment. Over time, I see a situation emerging in which Bitcoin functions as a kind of Uber anchor for everything. Its role will be a kind of ultimate layer zero so-called record of truth. Meanwhile, Ethereum and other smart contract platforms could take on higher level functionality, with each specializing in different types of transactions and data processing that the rather clunky, limited function Bitcoin blockchain is not built to perform. It will need greater cross-chain operability, but there are plenty of people working on that. Most other layer 1 crypto protocols, meaning base layer blockchains with their own native tokens like Bitcoin, are based on a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism, now including Ethereum. With the Securities and Exchange Commission shutting down Kraken's staking service in the US recently, signaling that it will be difficult for all but the most sophisticated retail U.S. investors to participate in those blockchains validating networks, investing in Ether or other such tokens seems poised to become the domain of institutional players. And this is not ideal, especially because of the risk of censorship and regulatory capture that comes from centralizing staking pools into corporate hands. But here's where, in a world of integrated, interoperable, cross-chain transactions, Bitcoin's base layer of immutable record-keeping could act as protection against such threats. Bitcoin's wide, geographically distributed community of users and miners ensures that governments will have a hard time shutting it down. The fact that Satoshi's absence has left authorities with no lead developer to subpoena also puts this in a different realm for all the other protocols for whom there are mostly identifiable founders. The bottom line is that Bitcoin has proven to be sufficiently decentralized that US authorities have conceded that the leading cryptocurrency is not a security. And in this new, politically tense environment, this gives it a distinct advantage. It's also why the Ordinals protocol is so important. The Bitcoin blockchain now has a purpose beyond peer-to-peer payments, whose mainstream appeal has always been undermined by regulation of the on- and off-ramps to the banking system and by Bitcoin's own price volatility. Now that it incorporates NFTs, the most important crypto innovation arguably since Bitcoin itself, the Bitcoin blockchain is engaging with creators of digital content, the backbone of the internet economy. And that will unleash a torrent of new creative innovation in the space. And as that happens, it will drive others in the crypto community to build better bridges and integrations between Bitcoin and alternative protocols. It could accelerate the work already being done by developers working on Cosmos, Polkadot, Polygon, and other bridging and interoperability protocols to build mechanisms for moving assets across chains and reduce the crypto industry participants' dependencies on singular Layer 1 blockchains. Already last week, the NFT capsule team at blockchain services company Block launched Ordinary Oranges, a collection of Bitcoin-inscribed NFTs that are accessible on the Ethereum mainnet and have a burn option that returns the NFT to the Bitcoin chain. The beauty of such arrangements is that users can have the security of a Bitcoin-proven asset while also tapping into the greater programmability of decentralized applications and Layer 2 protocols running on the Ethereum virtual machine, as well as the deeper liquidity that exists in Ethereum-based NFT marketplaces, such as OpenSea. I see this kind of development leading to a more integrated crypto ecosystem, in which different protocols perform different functions, with all of it anchored into a 15-year-old, deeply established proof-of-work blockchain that no regulator can shut down. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, send the show an email at podcast@coindesk.com, or you can email me directly at adamlevine@coindesk.com. If you like what we're doing, we always appreciate reviews on Apple Podcasts or your preferred listening platform. This episode was produced by Adrian Blust and myself, with further support from the podcast team over at coindesk.com. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Markets Daily.